During his Christmas midnight mass, Pope Benedict asked God to help us to do our part so that the dignity of children may be respected. The Pontifical Society for the Holy Childhood works with regional groups to help the poorest children of the world, often through the donations of other young people around the planet. Monsignor Richard Albert is the regional director for the society in the Antilles region of the Caribbean. His St. Patrick's Foundation is a conglomerate of five self-help and educational centers for young people and the elderly of the greater Kingston inner city and ghetto area of Jamaica. He spoke to Tracy McClure about the difficulties children face.
I had these little treats to give out. They're like hamburgers. And one boy stood online, Roger, and usually all the kids would eat it right away, and Roger didn't eat it. He rolled it up in a napkin. And I said, Roger, you're not hungry. And he said, well, today is my sister's turn to eat. And that's when I discovered in my neighborhood that people take turns eating.
What's the most frustrating thing that you keep finding yourself coming up against?
That I don't have enough money to help more people.
You're talking about that young little boy who said it was his sister's turn to eat. Do you ever feel that your hands are tied, that these are people you want to reach but you can't?
No, it's not that my hands are tied, it's just that the resources are so slim, you know, to reach out to people, to include more kids in the programs. We turn away people. We turn away kids every year because we don't have enough room. Sometimes I can only feed people three times a week, the poor, elderly, who are left all by themselves.
What happens to the other 4 days?
Well, they just, you know, hold on as best they can, and they drink sugar and water, which sustains them. It's intense poverty. But, you know, we make every attempt. We do the best we can. With all the more resources we get, the more people we help.